On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Stop just living by what you have in your hand and what God did back in the day. That was back then. This is the dawning of a new day. Help me, Holy Ghost. I see some of y'all checking out already, but this is the dawning of a new day. I prophesy to you. There's something coming you've never experienced before. There's a power coming that you've never experienced before, on a level you've never experienced before, a deliverance you've never experienced before. There are going to be people that can't even stand up because the glory of God got them pinned down. God's going to do a great work in the hearts of his people. Saul never wanted to bring it, but David said, we're going to bring it. It had laid waste and barren at a house of Abinadab. For it was not in the proper place for 40 years, a generation. A generation, they didn't care anything about God. That's why it was so messed up in Israel. So divided. So messed up. Doesn't that look like our country right now? I said, let me say it louder. Doesn't that look like our country right now? It does. That's what we are. But I heard God say, if my people, how many of God's people are here? He said, if my people called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn, get into alignment, turn from their wicked ways, I will heal their land. Tell me something. It's already started. The dominoes are starting to fall. One law that has governed this land for years. See, you gotta understand something. If something is in the land, but it's not a law, let me say it this way: if it stays in the closet, then we can handle that. But when it comes out the closet and it becomes legislation, a curse comes on the land. But I'm here to tell you, God is turning the hearts of the fathers back to the children. He's getting families right. He's getting men's minds right again. No more absentee dads. No more renegade dads. That's where it starts in the home. Once that's in order, God says, I'll remove the curse from the land. What he's doing, a domino effect. Roe versus Wade, like it or not. Bing. One down. I'm telling you, it's going to get better and better. The glory's going to come back more and more. This is not man's doing. Thank God for the Supreme Court. It's God's doing. Whether you agree with that or not, I'm not getting political. I'm just telling the truth. If you understand where that came from, if you understand where abortion started, you got to go back to where the roots are, because the purpose of it hasn't changed. They just morphed it into some type of women's rights. That ain't what it's about. It's about the extinction of a race. I ain't going no further. What, you look it up and study it yourself. Where did it start? What was it for? How did it get to where it got? See, the devil is a liar. He's slick. He causes division and strife. Race against race. Nation against nation. Ethnicity against ethnicity. This is how the devil works. But oh, God's got a people that don't care what color your skin is, what your background is, where you come from. All I got to know, you love Jesus, I love Jesus. We can agree. Two can walk together because they agree on Jesus. Don't matter where we come from. God is raising up a remnant like that that's going to bring or usher back the glory into his proper place. Amen. Now, David, sometimes what we can do is get so excited. You know, David was so excited about getting the ark back that he failed to read his Bible.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
See, this is the one that aligns you. This is the roadmap. This is the instruction manual. You've done this before. About Christmas time, you had to put something together. Had a whole lot of screws and bolts and nuts. And usually, I know how to do this. I can say it from experience. Get it together, and then it just is crooked. And you got three pieces over here. What do? Then you go to the manual. Then you got to take some stuff off. Get to that little piece up in there. Where if you would go to the manual first and follow the manual, wouldn't have to go back. But this is what we have to do. God's going back and undoing some stuff. Listen, God, here's an example of this that's in the body of Christ today, in the church or in the kingdom. God said that a man should leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And they shall be one flesh. This is what God said. Somehow Moses, with the first mega church, you know, between 3 and 6 million people, they got so feisty, and so see they got upset with their wives,
right? Come on. Amen.
And you know they was getting rid of their wives for because she burned the beans. Seriously, you read because she wasn't a good cook. They were separating themselves. So Moses, under that pressure from them, wrote out stuff and said, you can write them a bill of divorcement, you can do this and you can do that. And that infiltrated the first mega church.
Amen. Amen.
So everybody, if they wanted to, they was getting rid of their wife and getting another wife and doing this and doing that without any real excuse or biblical grounds to do it. But God said in the beginning, it was not so. So they got away from the word.
Amen.
And what he's doing, he's raising up remnants to bring people back to the word.
Amen.
And it's sometimes painful because they've been out there.
Yes.
Thinking this was church.
Yes.
Well, that's bondage. No, it's the word of God.
Amen.
Well, you know, one of the first characteristics of a true leader is discipline. Discipline. With many of your jobs, you know, if you're not there on time a number of times, you ain't gonna have no time. Right? You'll be flying down the highway. I'm late. Uh-oh. Right? Well, what about with God? And the church. Oh, God understands. The Lord understands. No, you're just being lazy.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Leadership development at the core of it is discipline.
Amen. Amen.
Self-discipline. You don't have to put that on somebody else. Put it on yourself.
Amen.
God wants you to rise up at a certain time in the morning. You refuse.
Amen.
Too much pillow talk. Pillow is too warm, too nice. Lord understands. But what may he have wanted to say to you? He might have wanted to say something to you that was life-changing. That would change the course of your life and lives of your family. But yet, pillow talk. Or whatever it be. I mean, there's a whole list of stuff. David wanted to bring the ark back. Now, Hophni and Phinehas sinned. Eli allowed it. Eli fell backwards and broke his neck. And the Bible says that at that time, I think it was Hophni's wife was having a child. And she was about to die having the child. And she named the child something. And the name was Ichabod. What a name, huh? Don't name your children Ichabod. Ichabod means the glory has departed. That's what Ichabod means. And they knew, you know, spiritually, they knew something was about to depart. All the sin that were committed by the so-called gatekeepers.
Amen.
The priests. We see it today. That's why there's such darkness. That's why there's such violence.
Amen.
Such evil. See, when it's on the ground, it's because something's been released in the spirit realm.
Amen. That's it.
And the church needs to understand that our fight is in the airways.
Yes, yes.
Amen. You know, in a real battle, in a physical battle, the one that controls the air,
amen,
controls the battle.
Amen.
The devil is the prince of the power of the air. Well, my Bible tells me that we are raised up with Jesus Christ and seated far above. Amen. On a throne. There to rule and govern and monitor and control the airways. But because sin is at the gates, the Philistines came and they took the ark. Philistines representing the uncircumcised. They came in and they took the ark, thinking it was just another idol god. Just another idol to add to their trophy case. But they were about to be rudely awakened. They took it right to their temple where Dagon was, their main god, the fish head god.
Amen.
They were proud. They had taken the Israelites who were seemingly unconquerable. They had gotten their god. They set it in there with Dagon. They went out and came back the next morning. Dagon had... He hadn't fallen. The ark pushed him over. That big old fish god was pushed over. Never had happened before. So they picked him up, set him back up. They worshiped. Then they went out, came back the next morning, and the ark not only pushed Dagon over, but cut his head off, cut his hands off.
Amen.
You see, the world, listen, the world has had the glory. They have owned the mountains. They're not the mountain of entertainment. That was never given to the world.
Amen.
God didn't intend for the world to dominate that. The mountain of government, he didn't intend for them to dominate that. The mountain of education, he didn't intend for them to dominate that. But they infiltrated that because the church has been out of her place.
Amen.
But look what has happened. Education. Back in 1963 or 64, what happened? They took prayer out of school. Guess what? Violence in the school.
Amen.
They took the commandments out of different government places. What happened? Bombings and everything everywhere.
Amen. That's it.
They took God out of entertainment.
Amen.
And look at the people at the top of entertainment. 6-7 wives. You know, not, I'm not being judgmental. It's true. Drug addiction. Adrenochrome, you know, drinking blood, all kind of crazy stuff that they're doing because they're dancing to the music of the devil.
Amen.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.